Hello, lovely people of GWAB. I found this nice questionnaire by Mabel Spaghetti, the Invade My Space one, and I really liked the questions, and I figured I'd give it a go. Last time I did the questionnaire, I thought about it more up front and like jotted down a note or two for each question, basically. And I felt like just giving this a go without thinking much about it up front. So this might be quite rambly and some pauses for thought in between. But yeah, there we go. Question one. How would you describe yourself personality-wise? Life-loving. All in all, rather yin yang, I'd say. So, I like balance, basically. So, I like being spontaneous, but I also like my routines. Tend to be, I love helping people. I love being helpful, being friendly and nice and respectful and polite. And on the other hand, I have moments where I'm rude and almost crass, and I try not to be offensive, but it happens. Depends on the day and mood, I guess. Yeah. So yeah, balance is I don't like being unbalanced, and I haven't ever really liked the feeling, so I always tried to bolster up the things that I didn't like when they were in the negative, and the things that I don't mind if they're not as good as the rest, they give a nice counterbalance. Question two. Is there something you wish people knew about you but aren't quite ready to expose yet? I am a lot more negative-minded than most people would expect. I trained myself to be optimistic, and see positive things, but I retreat when I stop being in that mind space, so not many people ever witness that side of me, and that can go pretty far into this depression at times, but yeah, and if I can't retreat, I have to play pretend, and no one knows the signs, and no one knows how to deal with me when I am not in a positive mindset. Which is, of course, they don't know because I never show myself that way. Even most people that would consider me as a close friend, because I don't deal well with closeness. And, like, not in a sense of like physical closeness or like hanging out or stuff, but like the real intimate stuff. And that is something that barely anyone knows. Like, two or three people offline. And now you. Yay! Question three. Do you think some people would see you in a different light if they caught you in a specific context? Yes, very much. I don't think so. I'm quite aware of that. Depending on where I am and with who I am there, also depending on where you catch me, I can behave quite differently. I adapt very easily and very quickly to the mood and behavior of the people I spend time with, even just for an evening. So I can be loud and wild and crazy, and the next evening I go out and seem like I'm a completely different person. Like you wouldn't think it's the same character. There's quite a few people that have met me in a specific context and mentioned their surprise of realizing that not everything is what they thought they were when they got to know me a bit better. Question four. What is something you'd like somebody to say about you? That I got my shit together. Life is chaotic and crazy, and more often than not, things don't go the way you have planned and even less wanted. And I can't even really put the facade up of having my shit together and feel even less like it. So meeting someone and them not just in a sense of fake it till you make it, but them actually giving the feedback basically that I seem like shit's working out, that would be really nice. Question five. Out of all the things you've been through so far, has there been a defining turning point? If so, how has it impacted your life? It's sad that I don't know if it's generally humans or just me, but I tend to remember the negative stuff more intensely than the positive stuff. So I'll go with one each. I changed schools a lot when I was little, and in seventh, ninth, eighth, ninth grade-ish, let's say eighth grade, I had finally made a circle of friends that I got to hang out with, like, long time, and there was a birthday party. Sweet 16, some stuff went wrong, loads of rumors, and I threw the party at my dad's place actually for a friend of mine of that friend circle. And of course, other classmates that weren't invited just randomly showed up and brought friends and this and that, the usual, you know. And when the rumor mill started churning, I was the one getting blamed. And that was a rather painful experience because everyone simply dropped me. Trust doesn't come easily. And the lesson I learned there was that you can trust how much you like, and there's people that will turn on you anyways, no matter what you've been through. That was a negative turning point, definite, because I massively distanced myself from everyone. And I found my way online. Yay. Positive turning point. Meeting my best friend, Lily. That was in boarding school 2 or 3 years, between 2 and 3 years later. Because we had double rooms, so two beds, two sides of the room, and I had been alone in my room for half a year, which was nice. And she came in the middle of the year, and we got along super well. She's also a gamer, and we connected over many things, and she's the one person in the world that I trust 100%. And no matter how long it takes till we talk again or till we spend time, it's that nothing changes feeling, and she has improved my life massively and still does. And those 3 years with her were amazing, and she inspires me, and yeah, all the gooey talk, basically. Question six. How do you feel about aging? For one, I generally say age is a mindset thing. You're as old as you feel like, which makes me pretty young. And I don't care, really. I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. And I don't understand how so many people have such issues with it. I mean, of course, it gets reinforced because, oh my God, you have to stay young and pretty, blah, blah, yada, yada. But I don't know. Like, getting older means you get to experience more stuff. And there's so many things to learn and to know and to experience in this world. And I don't know why people are afraid of using those chances. I don't understand it. I'm very much looking forward to it. Question seven. What do you value most in a relationship, be it platonic, romantic, and so on? Honesty and open and direct communication. Because that, to me, is the, or should be, the base of any relationship that you intend to have for a long time in your private life. May it be friendships, may it be relationships, whichever it is. And with that, I don't mean bluntly saying everything that comes to your head in disregard of the other person's feelings. But yeah, it's a very, very, I could talk a lot about this topic, let's say it that way, because there's many things I also see in friendships and relationships of friends and with friends, where I don't understand why people can't just speak their mind. And the whole feeling of not being able to speak their mind, it comes back to trust again, but relationships where you can't be honest and truthful with what you think and feel, because you fear rejection, because you feel like the other person would change their stance towards you, basically, and how they feel about you and how they see about you, and it would put everything in a negative light. That is so destructive, because they're not with you for you, but with you for what they think you are. And that doesn't, once again, it doesn't make sense. Because life's too fucking short to bullshit around, really. I don't, as much as I may adapt, I don't change myself for people. And there's a massive difference that many people don't, either aren't aware of or don't really understand, because you can adapt yourself without completely changing yourself and without losing your values and what you stand for. And finding someone that can actually live with that, which isn't many people in my experience nowadays, and finding someone who can openly and honestly discuss things and talk about any and everything without defining you with that is, if you find someone, you should cherish them. Let's just say that. Question 8. What do you think defines your worth? I'm human. Simple as that. I am alive. I am a living, breathing being. And it might sound simple, but I've seen and witnessed too many, quotes, decent modern human beings, quotes, behave and treat other people like they were less than. And worth and self-worth are core things of a human being. And for someone to disregard another person or to treat another person as less because, not because, for whatever bullshit reasons, is something that can completely enrage me. I am anything but a violent person. I am aware that I have a loud voice, and I tend to pay attention to keeping that in check. But if I witness shit like that, especially in like people that I not necessarily know but that are acquaintances, I tend to very quickly become very clear in what I accept in my presence and what I don't accept in my presence. And people who cannot deal with that can get the fuck out of my presence. Very simple. So, yeah. People are worthy of love and attention and understanding. That includes myself and everyone. Question 9. Is there a limit to liberty of conscience? I have to admit, English not being my first language, I'm not 100% sure what that means. And I am too exhausted to really think about that. I'll check that after the recording and write it into the text. Question 10. What do you find yourself thinking or fantasizing about on a regular basis? Sex, kinky sex, and vacation. And sex on vacation. And earning enough that I can go on a long vacation. Yeah. That's basically it. Question 11. What are you working on in your personal life right now? I start way too much shit that I don't finish. So, there's a bit. I'm crocheting a birthday present for my grandma because grandmas love handmade shit, especially handmade shit that it can show off to their friends. I'm trying to get an exercise area into my apartment, so I have less reason not to exercise. Emphasis on trying. I try to go to bed more early, which is not working well, let's be honest. And I'm trying to improve my diet. Again, emphasis on trying because, man, food and all the bad stuff. Molten cheese and fried and yeah, let's go on. Question 12. What's your driving force? I'm hungry for life, basically. I don't want to limit myself by what society says a person in my financial and life situation should have, shouldn't have, should be able to experience, whatever. And I always work on improving myself in mainly the mental psychological areas, but with that I'm also working towards getting my ass up and doing more exercise and getting healthy. That is my main goal, being healthy and being able to spontaneously do shit where I'm not out of breath after two flights of stairs. Yeah. So I am very yeah, I forgot to add that to the first question. I'm an empath, a big empath. So my sensors for emotions and behavioral hints and stuff is always basically on full power. And so I pay much attention to how my behavior is received with other people, and that is outwardly and inwardly what causes that behavior and what I have to change if I want to change that behavior, because I used to have some characteristics that I didn't like, and it took a while, but you know, it's possible to change yourself and to become the person you want to be, and that is something that I'm always working on. And that also goes into the driving force that I want to be a better person every day. It's not always working perfectly, and you know, two steps forward, one step back. But yeah, I wanna experience as much of life as I can. And I never want to live with what ifs. What if I had said that? What if I had done that? Yeah. That, incidentally, directly flows into question 13, by the way. What do you want for yourself? Yeah. I want... People love to say I want to be happy nowadays, but the definition of happy differs for everyone. So, being happy for me is I want to look forward to getting up in the morning. I want my workday to be over quickly, because it's maybe not necessarily fun in a sense of giddy with excitement and jumping around, but because I like doing what I do, whatever that turns out to be in the end, or however long that is. But I don't want to dread having to get up in the morning. I want to look forward to going home again, whether that be for a husband and kids or for a bunch of dogs. I want to like how I live and where I live. And if I marry, when I marry, I don't want to marry easy. I want to marry right. And that is a very important distinction to me. Because If life was easy, it would be fucking boring. And I don't want someone where the focus is only the other person. But it's like where you focus together on where you're going and what you're doing and where you want to get in life and what you want to experience. Yeah. And on that note, thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great day.